So praise the Lord. Of course, when she was talking about the tabernacle and the aspect of being a builder, in the natural, we build houses and buildings and things of that nature. And we do that for a purpose. Whether we're going to live in it or we're going to use the facility for some other reason. In the Old Testament, when it talks about tabernacle, it is talking about a building. And it uses that terminology both for that which is natural and that which is spiritual. So this building would be a tabernacle. Hallelujah. In which we come to meet or reside or to live in. The tabernacle has a specific purpose. It has a specific reason for existing. More so in the spiritual than in the natural. Hallelujah. So when God speaks about tabernacle, and He puts in the Bible the aspects of tabernacle, He's not just talking about a natural situation, but he's basically referring or pointing to a spiritual reality. So, in actuality, this natural arena, as far as the house is concerned in the building, is an example. It is an allegory as to what really exists in the spiritual realm. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So when we are talking about tabernacle and building, we are talking about a house or a residence in which God can dwell. Hallelujah. In the Old Testament, when God got a hold of Moses, took him up on the mountain and began to talk with him, He gave Moses a plan. He gave Moses a blueprint. Just as they needed some sort of plan to build this building. Hallelujah. And God gave Moses a plan to build a natural building. And in the Bible it says that God said to Moses, and in that tabernacle I will dwell.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You know, there's another word that can describe the existence of the natural things in comparison to the things that are in the spirit.
በተፈጥሮ ከመናያቸው ነገሮች በመነሳት እንደውድድር አድርጎ መንፈሳዊ ነገር የሚያስተምር ነገር አለ
እንጂ. And that word is shadow.
እንደ ጥላ. ጥላ የሚለው ሰዱቃ.
Now if Brother Malcolmu was standing in the doorway where you could not see him.
ለምሳሌ መልካሙን እዛ ውጭ ቆሟል በሩ ላይ እንበል. ጥላውን እዚህ ጋር ልናይ እንችላለን. መልካሙ ግን የት ነው ያለው? ውጪ.
The light would shine against him.
በሱ ትይዩ በቆመበት ትይዩ ብርሃን ቢኖር
and you would see his shadow on the floor.
መልካሙን ዳነው ግን ያ በሱ ትይዩ ያለው ብርሃን የመልካሙን ጥላ የታያየነ.
Now the shadow,
hello,
you cannot see him, but the shadow
እሱን አናይም ግን የመልካሙን ጥላ ስናይ
testifies to the reality that he is really there in the door even though you can't see it.
በጥላው በኩል ማንንም የሚያረጋግጥልን የቆመው መልካሙ
የታየው. Hallelujah.
እዛ ጋር ለባካል ባናየውም እንኳን ጥላው ማንን ይገልጽልን ነው.
And the scripture says that the tabernacle that God gave to Moses was a shadow.
Look in the Bible.
Hallelujah.
እንኳን ተንታለ እንደ ጥላ ነበር.
Let's see if we can find that verse.
የነን ተክሰልኝ.
I think it's Hebrews 5.
ዕብራውያን 5 ላይ.
ዕብራውያን
5.
Hebrews 5. And it's good for us to understand. Now I am talking about salvation.
ስለ ደህንነታችን ነው ልናወራ ያለነው በእውነት እንደርእስ የዳንበት ደህንነት ምን እንደሚመስል.
What I am talking about is the fundamentals of salvation.
በተለይ ደግሞ የደህንነታችን መሰረቶች.
What salvation involves as far as being saved is concerned. Hallelujah. So here let me define the shadow here. When I say it was 8, 5 and 6.
Oh,
it's Hebrews 8.
Yeah, Hebrews 8.
Hallelujah.
I'm stuck.
Hebrews 8.
Hebrews 8.
5 and 6.
Yes, but I'm looking to see. Now, you will have to probably read chapter 7 in order to understand the reality of chapter 8.
Yeah, ma'raf 8 hasabe ndigananyillachu ma'raf 7nim anbubu.
So that you know that we're not stretching it or telling you a story that isn't true.
Ma'raf 7 na 8 bedemb ta'izo.
Because chapter 8 goes into the mechanics of the aspect of the tabernacle.
ምዕራፍ 8 በተለይ የድንኳኑ ሁኔታ በዛ ውስጥ እግዚአብሔር ያደረገው.
All right, and it's talking about Jesus Christ. I'm going to start at verse 3. For every priest is ordained to offer gifts, sacrifices, wherefore it is of a necessity that this man had somewhat also to offer.
ዕብራውያን ምዕራፍ 8 ቁጥር 3 ሊቀ ካህናት ሁሉ መባንና መስዋዕት እንዲያቀርብ ይሾማልና ስለዚህም ለዚህ ደግሞ የሚያቀርበው አንዳች ሊኖረው የግድ ነው.
So he's talking about Jesus Christ.
ስለዚህ ስለ ክርስቶስ ነው የሚያወራው.
And he's talking, if you were in the chapter 7, he would be talking about the priesthood who was in the service of God and in ministering to God in the tabernacle.
ምዕራፍ 7 ላይ ጠቅለል አድርገን ስናየው የሚያወራው ስለ ካህናቶች አገልግሎት በድንኳን ውስጥ ገብተው የሚያቀርቡት ስርዓት ነው የሚያወራው.
But whereas the minister of the Moses tabernacle were on a natural lower plane, they were but a shadow, or they were but illustrating the ministry of the man Jesus Christ.
ይሄ የሙሴ የድንኳን አገልግሎት በዛ ውስጥ የነበሩ ስርዓቶች መሰዋዕቱ ምኑ በሙሉ እንደ ጥላ ሆኖ በእውነተኛው በክርስቶስ ኢየሱስ ሊገለጥ ያለውን ነገር ነበር
ማለት. And what this does is it takes the ministry of God outside of the natural tabernacle.
መልከቱ እንግዲህ ተፈጥሯዊ ካለው ምሳሌ ወጥቶ ወደ መንፈሳዊ ዓለም ነው የሚያ.
And into a spiritual tabernacle that encompasses more than that which the old tabernacle was responsible for.
ተመልከቱ ያ አሮጌው.
Hallelujah.
ያለፈው በሙሴ እግዚአብሔር የሰጠው አዲስ ወኑ በክርስቶስ ኢየሱስ የተሰጠና አገልግሎትና በክርስቶስ የተገለጠውን እውነት ደግሞ ምን እንደሚመስል እንደ ጥላ ሆኖ ያኛል.
And the verse 2 says a minister of the sanctuary and of the true tabernacle which the Lord pitched and not man.
ምዕራፍ 8 ላይ ዘው ቁጥር 2 እንግዲህ እንዲህ ያለ ሊቀ ካህናት አለ እርሱም የመቅደስና የእውነተኛ ይችል እንኳን አገልጋይ ነው እርሷም በሰው ሳይሆን በጌታ የተተከለች ናት. አሜን ነው.
So where did the Lord pitch this tabernacle? Where in the Bible does it tell us about about this true tabernacle. Where in the Bible does it tell us? It's right there in the Bible. You just have to be able to see it. Hallelujah. It's found in Genesis. And I want to go down here. It's in chapter 2. Now, you really should make a little note in your Bible if you're prone to do that. You should make a little note in Hebrews chapter 8 and verse 2. You should make a little note for Genesis chapter 2.
እብራውያን ምዕራፍ 8 ቁጥር 2 ላይ
ሃሌሉያ
እዚህ ዘፍጥረት ምዕራፍ 2 ላይ መጥተን
and it's verse 7
Genesis 2
verse 7
ዘፍጥረት 2 7 እብራውያን 2 ላይ 8 2 ያለው እዚህ ዘፍጥረት 2 7
ጋር ማለት ነው so 7 is 7
yes
that's 7
7
That's good. Sabbath.
Yes.
Huh? Hallelujah. I like that. And it says, and the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground. You could very easily say, and God created a tabernacle. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You could very easily say that. So we are not now looking at the tabernacle that Moses built.
ተመልከቱ አሁን እያየን ያለ ነው ሙሴ የሰራው ድንኳን እንደጠላ ሆኖ ማንን እያስተማረ
We see a tabernacle that God has built.
እግዚአብሔር የገነባው ደግሞ ለሱ ማደሪያ መገኛ ይሆን?
It says and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. Hallelujah.
አረበጀው ካለ በኋላ በአፍንጫውም የህይወትን ትንፋስ እፋለበት.
And when the Hebrews it says which the Lord has pitched.
ሰንጃው ነፍስ ያለ ሆነ
እና Hallelujah.
እብራይስጡ የሚለው እንግዲህ
Hallelujah.
በሰው ላይ ተነፈሰበት.
So when it's now God does not need to breathe. He doesn't breathe air. But he uses the word breathe. He uses the word breath. Because when you breathe, or when you speak, you exhale. And that means that when I'm talking to you, I am exhaling not just words, but I'm exhaling a thought.
ተመልከቱ ንግግር ብቻ አይደለም ከውስጥ የሚወጣው አስተሳሰቤን ያዘ አንድ እንዲሆን የምፈልገው ነገር ተናገርኩ ማለት ነው
ለ And that thought has the power to create thought in you.
ሎስታች ደሞ በእናንተ ውስጥ
Hallelujah.
ይችላልው ማለት ነው መስጠት.
So when a man comes to another man,
ተመልከቱ አንድ ሰው ወደ አንድ ሰው መጥቶ
and he begins to exhale words concerning a man's salvation, it is not just words. And those words have an ability to make the man respond. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He can respond in a positive manner or he can respond in a negative manner. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And when he responds in a positive manner, Hallelujah. You could say instead of be life being created, you could say a tent has been pitched. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we see here that there is a tabernacle which the Lord has pitched and not man.
ተመልከቱ እንግዲህ ሰው በሰው የተሰራ ሳይሆን እግዚአብሔር ራሱ ለራሱ የሚሆን ማደሪያን ሰራ ማለት ነው።
So praise the Lord. I want to jump over to verse 5 to go back to the contents of what we are speaking.
ወደ
Verse 5 Hebrews 8 verse 5, it says, speaking of the earthly tabernacle, it says, who served unto the example. Just read those words, or just translate for me.
እንደተረዳ ለሰማያዊ ነገር ምሳሌና ጥላ የሚሆነው ያገለግላሉ ይላል.
So it says who, the who being the Old Testament order of the plan and the thing that God gave to Moses upon the mount.
እሱ ይያለ እንደምሳሌ.
Hallelujah.
ሙሴን እንደጠላ በሲና ተራራ ላይ እግዚአብሔር ተናግሮት የተቀበለው ያንን መመሪያ ላይ ሰራው.
And what he gave him was a shadow of heavenly things, of heavenly things.
ለሰማያዊ ነገር ምሳሌና
ጥላ. Hallelujah.
ያገለግላሉ በተራራው እንደተገለጠልን ምሳሌ ሁሉን ታደርግ ዘንድ ተጠንቀቅ ብሎት ነበርና ይላል.
So we are defining the mechanism of the Old Testament and as it is written in the New Testament.
በተለይ ደግሞ በብሉይ ኪዳን ያለው ከአዲስ ኪዳን
of the process that the Bible calls salvation.
እንዲህ ብሎ ነው የሚጠራው በብሉይ ኪዳን እንደጥላም የተገለጠው በአዲስ ኪዳን የምናየው የደህንነታችንን የእድገት ክርስትና ደረጃ ይደል.
And it says in verse 6 that now hath he, Jesus, obtained a more excellent ministry, by how much also he is the mediator of a better covenant, which was established upon better promises.
So Abraham raf 8 kedim 95 gaya yizun yalkwachu uzu mara.
Hallelujah.
Qutr 6 indi bulun minnagar. Ahun gen bemishal tesfa qal betemeserete bemishal kidan degmo bemakakalenya indemiyon bezyalik jig yemishal agelglo tagintwal. Fitenyaw kidan nekafa baynoro lehudetenyaw sifra baltefelegem neber.
So if anybody tells you that the Old Testament is history and it is not valid for New Testament church, tell them they are wrong.
እንዴ ያሉን በብሉይ ኪዳን ያሉ የታሪክ ብቻ ሆኖ አልፏል አሁን በአዲስ ኪዳን ሊሰራ አይችልም የሚሏችሁ ከሆነ ውሸታሞች ናችሁ የእግዚአብሔር ቃል ሁሌም አይለወጥም በሏቸው.
But tell them in a nice way.
ግን ስትነግሯቸው በትህትና ረዷቸው.
So we are seeing that it was established upon better promises on the basis of a better covenant.
የተሻለ ኪዳን.
Hallelujah.
ሕይወትን በሰጠን በክርስቶስ በእኛ ውስጥ እንዴት እንደተተከለ እዩ.
So what was that better covenant?
የተሻለ ኪዳን ነው ነው.
Hallelujah.
የተሻለ ኪዳን.
You can right there on verse 6 you can just write a little notation. See, I have it in my Bible. See it right there? I have it in my Bible. I write my own concordance.
እንደ ማጣቀሻ አድርገውበት.
Hallelujah.
ምዕራፍ 8 ላይ ማጣቀሻ አዘዋለሁ.
You can turn to Jeremiah 31.
የተሻለ ኪዳን ኤርምያስ 31.
I think it is necessary that we do that.
ኤርምያስ 31.
Turn over here to Jeremiah. I got to find Jeremiah. Jeremiah 31. Let us see what the basis of that new covenant is.
Ya adisu kidan. Ya dalbu ga diga ba yalla min inde nimasel yetshalo kidan. Jeremiah 31 la demo inagrenal.
Well, I want to start, I want to just read the verse 29 first. See, and I also have written here Hebrews 8:16. Hebrews 8:6.
ተመልከቱ.
Hallelujah.
31 29 ያገናኙት እሳቸው
verse 29. Verse 29. In those days they shall say no more, the fathers have eaten sour grapes and the children's teeth are set on edge, but everyone shall die for his own iniquity. Every man that eateth sour grapes, his teeth shall be set on edge.
እዚያ ዘመን ሰው ዳግመኛ እንዴት አይልም? አባቶች ጻድቋ የወይን ፍሬ በሉ የልጆችም ጥርሶች ጠረሱ ነገር ግን ሰው ሁሉ በገዛ በደሉ ይሞታል መራራውን የወይን ፍሬ የሚበላ ሁሉ ጥርሶቹ ይጠርሳሉ
Now what that means very simply is that under the New Testament covenant that was established and ratified by the blood of Jesus Christ
በአዲስ ኪዳን የተተከለችው እነተኛው አኪዳን ወይ እነተኛው የክርስቶስ ማደሪያ የሆነውኛ ከማንኛውም ከበደልና ከኃጢአታችን በደሙ ምን ሆነናል
Every man every woman every child every young person has an individual responsibility to be judged for sin
ማንም በክርስቶስ ኢየሱስ ደህንነት ውስጥ ካልገባ የኃጢአቱን ፍርድ ሊቀበል ግድ ነው ግን በክርስቶስ ኢየሱስ ከገባን ሁላችን በደሙ ምን ሆነናል ነጻነን
and everyone will be judge according to their knowledge of God and the word of righteousness
ስለጽድቅ ቃል በተለይ ከሰማን በኋላ
ሃሌሉያ
ራሱ ምን ነው ቃሉ ነው
Verse 31 Behold the days come saith the Lord I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah
Jeremiah 31:31 Inno ka Israel betna ka Yehuda bet gar
Hallelujah
Kidan imgabat torat imetal ilal Izrael
Verse 32 nullifies the old covenant of which those people could not live up to
Kutr 32 lay እንዲህ ብሎ ነው የሚያብራራው በደም የግብጻዊው
verse 33
ሙግዛብር በሙሴ በድንኳኑ የተናገረውን ያብራራልና አዲስ ኪዳን
verse 33 establishes the covenant for which we now have an opportunity to be a part of
ቁጥር 33 ላይ ደግሞ አሁን ዕብራውያን 8 ላይ ልናየው ያለው ቀደም የሚያየነው በክርስቶስ ኢየሱስ ያለችው አዲስ ኪዳን ያልናት እዛ ህብረት ውስጥ የገቡ እዛ ህብረት ውስጥ ያሉትን የሚገልጽበት ነገር
So if there is a new covenant and that new covenant has establishes certain liabilities
መርሆች አሉት ይሄ አዲሱ ኪዳንም አንዳንድ እግዚአብሔር ያስቀመጠው
Those liabilities replace the liabilities of the old covenant
አንዳንድ ጊዜ እግዚአብሔር
Hallelujah
እድል የምንጠቀምባቸው በአዲስ ኪዳን መሰረታዊ ነገሮች አሉ እነዚህ መሰረታዊ ነገሮች መንደሻቸው ብሉይ ኪዳን
And the new covenant that was established was but this shall be the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days saith the Lord
በአዲስ ኪዳን እግዚአብሔር ሊቋቋም ያለውን አዲስ ኪዳን እዛው ማን ነው ኤርሚያስ ላይ ሲናገረው ቁጥር 33 ከነዚያ ወራት በኋላ ከእስራኤል ቤት ጋር የምገባው ቃል ኪዳን ይህ ነውና ይላል እግዚአብሔር
there are three aspects of this covenant that have to be understood applied and walked in
sost negorochin tagbaraw behewotachin mareg indallebin yitakumannal
the first provision
andenyao
is I will put my law in their inward hearts
again belbonacho etfallo
this says I God my responsibility my position of accountability is to write these laws on your heart hallelujah hallelujah and he says I will be their God number 2
ሁለተኛው ደግሞ እኔ አምላካቸው እሆናለሁ
and they number 3 shall be my people
ሶስተኛው ደግሞ ምንድነው ያለው እነሱም ህዝቤ ይሆናሉ
አንደኛ
ተራን ህግን በልቦናቸው ምን አረጋለሁ እኖራለሁ ጽፋለሁ ሁለተኛው ደግሞ አምላከ ማነው እነሱ ህዝብ ይሆኑኛል ሶስተኛው እኔ ደግሞ አምላካቸው
So in practicality what does that mean?
በተግባር ስናየው ምን ማለት ነው እነዚህ ሶስት ነገሮች?
It means that God has to confront us with righteousness.
እግዚአብሔር በጽድቅ ህይወት እንድንመላለስ እየሞገተን ነው።
Number 1, he has to confront us with heaven and hell.
አንደኛው ነገር እየሞገተን ያለው ሲኦልና የእግዚአብሔርን መንግስት የራሱን እየገለጸልን ነው።
Number 2, He has the responsibility to take the word of God and minister it to us in a living way. Number 3, he has the responsibility and the care of us as a father over his household. Hallelujah.
እሱ ደግሞ ለልጆቹ አባት ለልጆቹ እንደሚያደርግ ኃላፊነቱ በእኛ ላይ እንደሚወጣ
So of the covenant
መንከባከብ እንደሚችል
God is saying I will move and I will do two out of the three things
እኔ መኖር የምችለው እነኚህን ሶስት ነገሮች እነሱ ሲታዘዙ ነው ማለቱ ነው በተዘዋዋሪ
And you are responsible for only one third of it
ስለዚህ ለምሳሌ ከሶስቱ አንዱን ብቻ ብትፈጽሙ
And that one third is that we have to respond as his people.
ስለዚህ እኛ እነኚህ ቅድም የተደጋገርናቸውን ፈጽመን እንደሱ ህዝብነታችን
ህዝብነታችን
መመላለስ.
Do you understand what that means?
ምን ማለት ነው ይሄ?
It means that I am confronted with my sin. I am convicted of my participation in sin. All of that is indicative of God's living up to his portion of the covenant.
ስለዚህ እግዚአብሔር ወደ ኪዳኑ እንድንመለስ በኃጢያቴ እንዳልቀጥል እየመከረኝ ነው ማለት ነው
እኔ What is now my responsibility?
ምን ማለት ነው እኔ ድርሻ?
My responsibility is to respond in the appropriate manner.
የኔ መልስ ምንድነው መሆን ያለበት ማለት ነው?
ሃሌሉያ
ትክክለኛው መንገድ እግዚአብሔር ይቅር በለኝ ብዬ ከዛ ጎዳና ወጥቼ ወደ ልጅነት መግቴ መመለስ
If I am in sin and I am convicted of that sin then there is a necessity for me to respond in my position of repentance
ስለዚህ በኃጢያት እንዳልቀጥል በኃጢያት
ሃሌሉያ
ከኔ የሚጠበቀው ድርሻ ንስሐ መግባት ማለት
Wasn't that how it worked when you got saved?
Amen. ስንድን በደህንነታችን የመጀመሪያ የሆነ አይደለም ወይ?
You were a sinner walking down the road.
አዎ በኃጢያት ጎዳና ነበር
having a good time going to hell.
ኃጢያት እየጎተተን ነበር ወዴት ደስ?
ሃሌሉያ But somebody comes along and they give you the story of the gospel. Now, they tell you the story. They give you the scriptures. What is your responsibility? Your responsibility is says, yes, I'm a sinner. Yes, I'm going to hell. And yes, I have to be redeemed. And yes, I believe that Jesus Christ came and he died and he rose again that I might be redeemed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And as I respond in the proper manner,
ያንንም በትክክለኛ ጎዳና
God who was on the outside
እግዚአብሔር እንግዲህ ከዛ ነገር
now comes to live on the inside
እግዚአብሔር ውጫ ያርገንበት
ሃሌሉያ
በእናት እንመለስ ወደኛ ገባና በህይወታችን ማደር ይቻላል
instead of being now the tabernacle of hell
ስለዚህ እኛ ሁን ሲኦል ማደሪያ ሳንሆን
የእግዚአብሔር I am now the tabernacle of God
hallelujah
hallelujah but as I am in that position
ስለዚህ በዛ ደረጃ ስመላለስ
I have new responsibilities I have new accountabilities
አዲስ ተጠያቂነት
and there's certain things that I have to do
እግዚአብሔር ለዛ ንጉስ ላደረኩት ለጌታዬ የምገዛበትን መርሆ አለማመደኝ
and I have to do them in order that I remain a clean tabernacle in which God can dwell
እግዚአብሔር በሚያድርበት በዛ ልክ እግዚአብሔር እንደተገለጠ በጥላባየ ነው የእግዚአብሔር ማደሪያ ነኝ እኔ አሁን የእግዚአብሔር ማደሪያ ደግሞ ንጹህ
ሃሌሉያ
ነውና በንጽህና በቅድስና ከጌታዬ ጋር የኖርኩ ማደራነቴ መቀጠል
and we have kind of a misconception of salvation in that we think once accepted it is eternal. There is a scripture where Jesus spoke, I believe it was Jesus, he said, I will never leave you or forsake you. However, if we understand the covenant that is made with God, His portion of the covenant is to ensure or try to do everything that thought would be a reality. But salvation is not necessarily the maintaining of salvation is not the necessity of God's responsibility. Hallelujah. I have a responsibility. I have to live up to my side of the covenant. I must respond in an appropriate manner. And the truth of the matter is, God though he does whatever he can do to not leave us or forsake us, I have the power to drive him out. Because God cannot dwell in uncleanness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to go over to 2 Corinthians. And I probably just finish up here. 2 Corinthians chapter 6. All right, verse 14. It tells us some of the stipulations of this new covenant or this new contract that I have made with God on the basis of my acceptance of Him.
ኪዳናችን ከሱ ጋር ከታደሰ በኋላ ልጅን ኪዳን ቀድም ይርሚያስ ላይ እኛ ሱብ ሱሜኛ አባት ልንሆን ኪዳን ከገባን በኋላ ሊኖርን የሚገባው የክርስትና ግንኙነት እዚህ ጋር ይገልጻዋል ነው ከማይመቻቸው ምን በማረግ በመራቅ አሁንና ነው
And I encourage you to take these verses, I'm going to start at verse 14, and to take these verses and go to God.
እንዴም ይሄንን ቃል ማነብላችሁ በማበረታታት በመምከር ነው ነው ያሉ። እመመክራችሁ ይሄንን ጥቅስ አንብባችሁ በቤታችሁም እግዚአብሔርን ለምኑት ጠይቁት።
And ask God, how is it? How do I measure up in your eyes according to what is being written here?
አይኖች እይታችሁ።
Hallelujah.
የኪዳኔን ጠብቄ መኖር የምችልበት ጸጋ እንዴት እንደሆነ አሁንም አሳየኝ መንገዱን። ደግሞም ከሰዎች ጋር ስኖር
It says, be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness, and what communion hath light with darkness? Hallelujah. And what concord hath Christ with Baal? Or what part hath he he that believeth with an infidel.
ክርስቶስን ከቢል ሆር ጋር ምን መስማማት አለው? ወይስ የሚያምን ከማያምን ጋር ምን ክፍል አለው?
Now that word Beel is a generic term that is used for gods of this world.
ተመልከቱ ይሄ ቢል ሆር የሚለው ነው የሚሉት የተነተኑ የጨለማው ዓለም የሰይጣን የጨለማው ዓለም ገዢ የሰይጣን ምንድነው? ተምሳሌት ነው።
And for every dominion of the world there is a spiritual god of hell that rules over it.
እያንዳንዱ መናፍስቶችን የሚያሰማራ መናፍስት ደግሞ አለቃ የሆነው ዓለማትን ማለት ነው። በመናፍስቱ ላይ ሰለጠነ የመናፍስቶቹ የበላይ ቢልሆር ተብሎ።
And there are certain aspects and certain traditions that have been established for every one of those localities.
ተመልከቱ እንደያንዳንዱ ሀገር እንደያንዳንዱ መጣሪያ በሰዎች ፍርሃት በሰዎች አኗኗር ውስጥ እየገባ የመንፈስ ተጽዕኖ አድርጎ ይገዛል ማለት ነው።
When we submit ourselves to that order of things, we are submitting ourselves to another god.
ስለዚህ ራሳችንን በማይመቻ አካሄድ ከሚኖሩ ሰዎች ጋር
Hallelujah.
ሆነ እግዚአብሔር አይከብርም ማለት ነው።
Hallelujah. Verse 16, and what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For
ከጣዖት ጋር ምን መጋጠም አለ?
For ye are the temple of the living God.
እኛ የሕያው እግዚአብሔር ቤተ መቅደስ ነንና።
Now, in my Bible, they put what they call a semicolon.
Yeah.
Huh? I don't know if they make a division there.
Semicolon አድርጎ ማለት የሆነ ነጥብ አድርጎ ነው።
It comes right after the temple of the living God. There's a semicolon.
Yeah, here it is.
And what comes after that is a definition that is pertinent to the thought that was presented previously.
ስለዚህ ምን ማለት ነው? እኛ እግዚአብሔር ቤተ መቅደስ ነንና ብሎ ቆም የሚያር ማድረጊያ ነጥብ ማለት ነው። ይገባል። ያ ቆም ማድረጊያ ነጥብ ምን ማለት ነው? አስቡ የማን መቅደስ ናችሁ እንደማለት ነው።
And what we have here after the semicolon is what they call in biblical language a transliteration of Jeremiah 32.
ከዛ ይሄንን አንዳንዶች እንዲህ ብለው ነው የሚያስቀምጡት። ኤርሚያስ ላይ ቅድም 31 ላይ ያየነው የሱ የማደሪያነት ማብራሪያ
As God has said, I will dwell in them. I want to do a comparison here.
እንዲሁም እግዚአብሔር ተናገረ እንዲህ ሲል
I want to do a comparison.
በመካከላቸው እመላለሳለሁ.
In Jeremiah 33,
አምላካቸው ሆናለሁ እነሱም ህዝብ ይሆናሉ.
Jeremiah 33, you probably just have to translate.
It
says, I will make with the house of Israel after those days a new covenant.
ከነዛቀን በኋላ ከእስራኤል ቤት ጋር አዲስ ኪዳንና
It says, I will put my law into their inward parts. The New Testament writer says, I will dwell in them. And it says in Jeremiah 33, I will write my law and I will write it in their hearts.
ህግን በልቦናቸው ጽፋለሁ ነበር ያለው አይደል ኤርሚያስ ላይ?
And it says there in New Testament,
ዘአዲስ ኪዳኑ ላይ
And I will walk in them.
አምላካቸው ሆናለሁ እኔም ከነሱ ጋር እኖራለሁ.
I will be their God.
አምላካቸው ሆናለሁ.
Shall be my people. So praise the Lord. There is a plan. There is a blueprint. And we are receiving instructions on how to build it.
ስለዚህ እግዚአብሔር ባስቀመጠልን እቅድ በዘረጋልን መስመር እንኑር ነው።
Now, as a builder with considerable experience,
የግንባታው ባለሙያ ዝም ብሎ ሲሰለው እኮ በኋላ ላይ ምን ይታየዋል? ቤቱንም ይታየው ከመስራቱ በፊት.
A man comes to me and he wants me to build a house.
ለምሳሌ አንድ ሰው እኔ የግንባታ ባለሙያ ነኝ ብለው እናልቀድም አንድ ሰው ወደ እኔ መጥቶ ቤት መስራት ፈልጋለሁ አለኝ.
And he brings me a proof architectural blueprint.
ካርታ ሰርቶ ይዞ መጣለ ብለው ደኔ.
I accept money from him to build that house. I am now therefore totally and absolutely responsible for what happens in the building of that house.
ስለዚህ በዛ ቤት ላይ በዛ ግንባታ ላይ አንዴ ስምምነቱን ከፈጠርኩ ከዛ ሰው ጋር ለሚፈጠረው ነገር በሙሉ ተጠያቂ ነኝ.
That means that if there's anything that goes wrong,
ስህተትም ቢፈጠር
or turns out not right,
በትክክለኛው በተቀመጠው መልኩ ካልሰራው
I am legally responsible according to the laws that govern the land.
በዛ ገር በዛ መንግስት
ሃሌሉያ
ሰጠው እንዲሰራ በተፈቀደለት ካልሰራው ተጠያቂ ነኝ.
So we are admonished by the writers of the New Testament
ለዚህ እኛም እንደዙ አዲስ ኪዳንም በጻፉ ሰዎች
that we are it is necessary for us to work out our salvation with fear and trembling.
ለቀደም ጌታችን ነገረን ነበር በቃሉ እንደተጻፈልን ደህንነታችንን
በሃሌሉያ
በመንቀድቀድ መፈጸም አለበት.
So praise God.
ጌታ
I want to make sure that everybody here is there anybody here who has not accepted the Lord as their personal savior?
ጌታ ኢየሱስ ክርስቶስን እንደግል አዳኝ አድርጎ ያልተቀበለ ከኛ መሃል?
If there is, then let us pray for you. If not, then praise God and bless you.
ጌታ ይመስገን ይባርካችሁ.
Everybody knows the Lord, right?
Yes.
Everybody's had a salvation experience. All right. Well, they're not.
ጌታ ይባረክ.
God bless you.
አናቶችን